Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. We are currently in the month of Ramadan and the month of worship. It's a very special month, as you know. It's a month in which the Quran was revealed. It is also the month in which the night of ordainment, Laylatul Qadr, occurs. There's many distinctions for the month of Ramadan. For example, one of them is that this month is the only month which has been alluded to by name in the Holy Quran. A lot of distinctions for this month. And as you know, one of the distinctions is that in this month, Muslims are obliged to fast. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the joy that a fasting person receives. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has been reported to have said, "Lis-sa'imi farhatan." The fasting person, the person who fasts, he has two sources of joy. Farhatun inda iftarihi. One of the joys that a fasting person, the person who fasts, receives is the joy that he receives when he opens his fast after a long day of fasting. Obviously, you know, fasting is a very difficult, it's not something easy. This is especially true in places where the weather is very severe, very hot, and, you know, it's very difficult, especially for people, laborers who work outside in the heat. And you know, in a lot of countries, the day is very long, and it takes a long time for the fast to finish. Right, so obviously the joy that we get from opening our fast, this is this is one of the joys that a fasting person receives. وَفَرْحَةٌ إِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ. The Imam then said, the second joy that he receives is the joy that he receives at meeting his Lord. Probably allusion to the fact that the fast, it has the power, the capability for the person, obviously for the person whose fast is accepted and who performs all of the and fulfills all of the necessary conditions for his fast being accepted, he gains the capability of meeting his Lord. You know, this is a Quranic concept, liqa'ullah, meeting one's Lord, has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran and in the hadith, like for example the hadith we're referring to right now. And, you know, it is probably an allusion to the proximity, spiritual proximity that we gain by performing various acts of worship, such as the fast, right? So this meeting, the proximity that we gain, the proximity to God that we gain by fasting, this is also a source of joy, a source of spiritual joy for this person. The first was, a worldly kind of joy, a physical joy, and the second, a spiritual one. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the joys of the person fasting in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل صل على محمد وآل محمد.